Hi, everybody. This is Terry Laundrie with our T3 observations for July 19th, 2009. And in today's update, we're going to move along in the confirmation process of a new advanced decline T and a new short range T and take a look at a chart which is purely the advanced decline line. The chart that you see comes from courtesy of stockcharts.com. The symbol is $NYAD, and it's if you go there, they'll give you this chart as long as you don't go back too far in time, and it has to be cumulative, otherwise you get this things going up and down, which is just the daily up and downs. And here you see the rise in this chart. You see the rise coming out from our previous T that was back in late 2003. You're rising up, and you hit a peak very early June of 07 time period. You go through this choppy bear market, which eventually drags the market into a true bear market, an especially ugly one, which we've discussed in the 200-year chart. You make one bottom in late November, and then you make a second, which I consider to be a retest in early March. The retest does not confirm a new T until the advanced decline line comes up and goes above the momentum peak, which is in the early very early days of January 09. We rise up above that. That confirms it's a new T. T-theory is based on time symmetries, and the best example is the T-theory is the symmetry between the decline time from early June of 07 down to the midpoint between these two, which is the center post of the T, and the red line kind of divides the two lows. And so if you measure that time and then you extrapolate it out in the future, you'll come up with a projection for a top for the stock market in general. That's the S&P, not necessarily the advanced decline line, in the summer of 2010. We'll work on the, and when we went back from the 02, 03 bottom, I think it was in 05 or 06, did a computation of the projected top date, and that projection was in the second or third week of September. It turned out to be it came a little bit later in October for the S&P, and considering that projection was based on the data from the bottom of 4.5 years beforehand, that's more than 50 weeks, and so a 1 month error is that's about a 2% error. We attribute the ability to do that, which has been true since 1932, to the fact that it is an echo, that the peak that we're looking for is basically an echo of a peak in early 07, in June of early June 07. There's a disturbance in the fact that there is a peak there, and that disturbance is basically broadcast from that time period, and it bounces off the twin lows, the double bottoms that you see in late November, early March. And in the nature of echoes is that they return in an equal time period, and so the basis for that is going to be the basis of the calculation, which we'll do in the next couple of weeks, and it comes out to be about August of 2010. The question that has come up, people that submit questions, is that, you had a big rally from early March, but then the thing started to falter, and you can see in the, does that mean it's going to go back down to the March low? I would say that that's the most common forecast that I've ever seen, is that everybody believes that you've gone down to the March low, you're going down back to the March low. However, the T makes it quite clear that you should be going up. Not that it's infallible, but that's what it should be. If you look at the advanced decline line, you see a much more interesting forecast than the one I gave a couple of weeks ago, which is that you see you pull down to the support level, which is the in red, the support line. You rallied up to the breakout point, a potential breakout point, turned back and came down, and then you finally broke out this last week. That confirms a new short range T that says you're going up for three-plus months, and I discussed that last week. Important thing just for the short-term picture is that the advanced decline line is a very much more interesting indicator to look at than the S&P 500 or the volume oscillator, and so I'm working on getting that incorporated into my short-term charts, and I should have that done by next week, so we'll go back to our regular chart and visit this one occasionally. The other thing that's very interesting, if you go back to the previous bottom in the late 02, early 03 bottom, is that it is true that there was a top in late September. There was a top between the September and October time period, but prior to that, there was a top in June and then a big low in August, and then when we came up, it was sort of a double top. That, we believe, is also due to the echo concept, and the idea is that when you come down from these momentum peaks and you hit a double bottom, you get two echoes, and the two echoes give you two tops, and the two tops are likely to be reproduced in this case. So when we say there's a double bottom down here, you see how the blue arrow that comes up says double top, question mark in blue, and that means that although we're going to come up with a top date somewhere around August of 2010, there's going to be a top preceding that because you're going to get a double top pattern at the end of the T. We don't know if that's true, but we will probably have a chance by the time we get there to look at other examples and so forth. So that means that this breakout that we're seeing, even though it's bullish for now, it's and this is the best time to be in the stock market because you're in the early stages and you haven't reached that double top kind of configuration. That this breakout is a buy signal, basically. And if you look at the short-term volume oscillator, you'll say, well, maybe it's getting overbought. But in this case, you don't get overbought that easily. It's a more subdued way to look at the market, and it's a much more constructive way. So that's why I want to put this into my short-range charts and show you that if you go sideways for a while, the day you break out, or this chart is based on Thursday's close because Friday the breadth figures didn't change much, and I wanted to have the chart up. But you're not likely to run into a problem right now. So buying is appropriate here on any kind of a weakness. And in the next couple of weeks, I'll show you a trick that Marty Schwartz, the famous trader, taught me about the volume oscillator. And that is that even though you get overbought, if you make a good solid breakout, the next buy point is when the volume oscillator comes down to the zero line. And it's probably going to take us a little while to get back there because the arms ratio is still running very high, indicating an oversold condition, and that usually means that there's a lot of people that don't believe this story, and including short sellers who are going to be forced to cover their shorts and so forth, and so that there's more upside potential. But once we get that behind, then I'll discuss that nature. But it's basically the volume oscillator cuts back to the zero line is a low. Let's see, what else do we have here that I did want to comment on before we close out this section of the commentary? One of the problems that you have in, which I will discuss later, is that people don't really believe this story, that the rise to the projected top is really the echo, and therefore just the time symmetry flipped over into a bullish mode. Because it's largely not a concept they've ever heard of. I noticed that most people that ask questions at the site, well, a lot of people that are looking for answers in T-theory, they didn't get the last top date is the problem. So what they're you went up and everything looked fine in early June, which is the momentum peak, and then you had this second top in October, it looks okay. But between those, you have a little problem with Bear Stearns starting to disintegrate, and then as you go on, you go down here, things start to disintegrate more and more and more. And each time you make a low, people think that everything, that's the end of it, okay? And then you go, but the thing keeps falling apart. What's happening is once you go into the bear market, you can't construe why this cascading decline begins because you didn't know about the T that came from the late 02-03 bottom that said that was a top, and therefore something bad was going to happen anyway. Whether it was going to be really bad or just plain bad or mildly bad is open to debate. But the problem is most people got caught in this one, and then, so they're really stung by this, so they're very skeptical. And this latest breakout says that, they're all skeptics. All the bears are skeptics. And they're skeptics because they didn't realize the last T's projected top was going to be so serious. But, you know, just looking at this chart, I'd have to tell you, it'd be very, very difficult for the advanced decline line not to make a new all-time high. In other words, it's going to go above the red crossbar of that T, because it's, you know, the first wave up is quite strong. The second wave up on the breakout is not going to probably be as strong as the first one, but it's going to get you up close to the old highs for the advanced decline line. And by the time, even though you get to a double top near the end of it, they're probably going to break out. So what you can bet on this one is that all the skeptics that got that didn't miss the last top and are suspicious of the bottom are going to reverse their position. You're going to get short covering. You're going to get people who didn't believe things, didn't believe there were any green sprouts, as they say on Wall Street, are going to see the green sprouts as we come up here. They're going to think everything is okay. What you do is you get caught in this trap of the T-theory runs faster than your mind can comprehend if you believe that the fundamental analysis, it's much faster than anybody can do in the technical analysis. So it becomes very alien to your thought process because you haven't got any confirmation of one thing or another. And if you do get a confirmation of the old top in 07, you'll pick up one of these bear market lows down here as an oversold condition. So the odds favor that you won't catch it right unless you start to get this idea of the echo as the primary motivation for stocks. And the double top is interesting at the end. This one we're going to monitor as we go up. We will also calculate the center post of the T by taking the average between the late November and early March low, and then we'll make a specific calculation and we'll come up with a projected top date for posterity's sake. I did that back in 06, and we came up with a mid-September, sort of mid-September-ish top date. We'll come up with this one, and that was a 4.5-year projection, and you know, it was off a month, probably off a month. So that's 1 month and 50 months, and that's about a 2% error. And I would expect that based on my other looks at T's, that this one is going to be approximately, you know, in that 2% area. But the important thing is there's going to be a double top, so you have to backtrack off there and look for another high. And that's another reason to be more bullish now, because most people are going to end up being bullish when you're making the double top formation is apparent to everybody. And and things are going to look good up there, but they won't look as good after they make the double top. But you really have to sort of move ahead with this sort of a diagram here. And I do think that the breakout is more clearly represented here. This is a place to buy things on the breakout. It's not over. The market's not overbought or anything. The arms ratio is still showing oversold conditions. Numbers the last 2 days ran well over one, which is an oversold condition. So it's just a case that nobody believes the story, and going forward into the new week, you might as well believe the story for a while, because it's going to carry for a while. Okay, that's the end of part one, and we'll be back a little bit later on for part two. Bye-bye.